Well, we're on the telephone with Dr. Ronnie Green, Vice Chancellor for the Institute of Agriculture and Natural Resources at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. Well, Dr. Green, we have a big conference coming up this week in Lincoln, the Rural Futures Conference, sponsored by the university. And let's talk about that and what you're hoping to accomplish with this conference this week.
Well, again, we are really excited about the conference that we're our host in beginning on Tuesday night and going through Thursday midday. We've been working on this for over a year. The conference is designed to bring together thought leaders from around the country and around the world, literally, together with people across our university system on all of our campuses for the University of Nebraska to think about possibility of how we can focus more on the sustainability of our rural regions and the Great Plains, Nebraska and the Great Plains, and thinking long term about what that's going to look like for our rural communities and the rural landscapes that we live in to be successful and sustainable long term. We've been kind of overwhelmed, I guess, is the good word to describe it. By the response to the conference, we have almost 500 people registered for the meeting coming up from 29 states and a number of countries around the world. So we're very excited about the next few days.
So this isn't just necessarily focusing on Nebraska, more of a Great Plains conference, or?
Well, we are contemplating forming a new institute across the University of Nebraska system. We called it, actually, at this point, the Rural Futures Institute. So this conference is really designed to bring that thinking to its final end before we plan to launch the institute later this year. And the scope for that institute, while it will focus very heavily on rural Nebraska because of course, we're the land-grant university for Nebraska. The issues in rural Nebraska are not unique to this part of the country. I mean, you can look at the Great Plains from Canada all the way down through the Southern Plains in Texas, and we share a lot of commonalities in terms of the rural landscape with that whole Great Plains region. So when we have framed the conference, we've really been thinking about it from the aspect of the Greater Plains region of North America.
Give me an idea of some of the issues that will be discussed. You talked about this being really a long-term look. What do you anticipate some of the issues being?
Well, we're going to be discussing how you really have to be working across a lot of different disciplines and areas to take on a challenge like thinking about the future of rural regions. So it's not just focused traditionally like we might do, and in the areas, of course, that I work in at the university around agriculture and the agricultural production industry and the supporting ag businesses that go along with that, but also community development, community leadership, entrepreneurism, new business development, the finance industry, the health industry, the legal industry, you know, all aspects of what it takes for a community to be successful, infrastructure. So we're thinking about it in a very big umbrella sense to think about what we can bring to that discussion as a greater university system to help inform thinking about how these rural regions will look long term.